Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Franco Rossi, the president of Aquafil USA. Franco, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Thanks for asking.
I wanted to talk to you about this California bill that was signed on Friday. So now it becomes law. It's AB 863, and it replaces the previous carpet recycling bill. We've been watching it for a little while. I wanted to talk to you because most people know that Aquafil has a depolymerization plant that takes used nylon, post-consumer nylon, and depolymerizes it and then turns it back into nylon chip, which can be used with the same properties as virgin. And you use it in your brand called Econeal. So as a result of needing that nylon stock in Slovenia, you've opened a reclamation operation. I think it's in Phoenix, but it's close to California. So you have a vested interest in the ongoing success of the California carpet recycling business.
You are 100% right. Aquafil started the Econeal technology or process in 2011, so some 13 years ago now. And since 2017, Aquafil has been directly involved in processing and using spent carpet collected in California. The carpet recycling facility is in Phoenix, but Aquafil has three fairly large carpet collection sites in California. We sort it and bale it in California, and then that is being shipped to Phoenix for further processing. We have a significant presence in California.
I should also mention your primary business. You are the largest supplier of nylon fiber as an independent supplier in the carpet industry, right?
You're absolutely right.
One quick last comment, and then we'll get to this bill. But I remember in 2018 being with you at the opening of your facility in Phoenix, and you had plans to do three or four more. And what we're finding out is the economics don't work. You can't self-fund this thing based on the value of post-consumer nylon. So that was an education we all learned. So tell us about this bill.
Yeah, we've been following that bill during its long process. It started last year in 2023. It has significantly evolved from the beginning to the moment it was signed into law by the governor. Initially, it was supposed to be a law which would revolutionize the recycling of old flooring in California. And then little by little, all other pieces has been eliminated. No artificial turf, no resilient.
Yeah.
No pad, nothing else out of a carpet. I have to say, I'm a little disappointed about that because carpet is still the only flooring which is actually being recycled with difficulties, and because it's the only industry that has developed some technology to recycle the spent product that they make. The fact that everybody else, because they don't have that technology, they don't have a system in place, are exempted by this task seems unfair. You know, they can sit on the bench and wait for somebody to call them out and say, what are we going to do with your product at the end of the life? Having said that, certainly the current law is, I mean, we have seen several versions of this law about carpet and carpet recycling. There are some positives in it. One is what I just mentioned a minute ago. It indicates that, at least as a trend, that carpet needs to become a circular product. And it requires, by, I believe, 2028, the first 5% of recycled carpet material to be incorporated into any new carpet made for California. And that's certainly a good step. It also indicates PET bottles they cannot claim credit for being a post-consumer material and being sustainable to be put into carpet.
Let me hit back to what you just said. Sometime in the future, I don't know, 2-3 years from now, at least 5% of the carpet sold in the state of California has to be made from post-consumer material out of carpet in the past. So that's circular, as you said. And the people who are making PET fiber now using bottle stock can no longer claim, I've even heard, can't sell it in California. But you may be right that you can't claim that it's recycled material. They do not want the bottle stock to go into carpet. They want the bottles to go into bottles.
So the California legislator indicated they don't consider good sustainable practice to put PET bottles back into carpet because it's a dead-end way. There's not been any solution which has been found up to now to recycle PET carpet back into PET resin. The only output is to use the fiber as a insulation material. The other provision, all carpet should pass through a sortation facility like the ones that Aquafil has in California to be separated, qualified, sorted out, and only the portion which would be considered unrecyclable will then can go to the landfill.
Now, how is this going to be funded? Because up to this point, the consumer has paid, I think it's 80 or 90 cents a square yard. How does it get funded with the new bill?
I don't think there is any significant change in funding. So the consumer, through a visible line, will pay for recycling of carpet. One provision which is in the law, which seems to be excessive to me, in that 8% of total assessment, which is probably going to be around $40 million. So 4x8, in excess of $3 million. Mandatory dedicated to training union, carpet installers through trade unions. And that seems to be a little bit of an excessive provision. I don't know why the consumer should give such a relevant amount of money to the unions when they have other system to fund their activity. But that's a new provision. 8% of the budget will go to the trade unions for their apprenticeship programs.
It's a carpet recycling bill, and they've got a provision in here about where some of the funding goes and specifically to what type of labor it goes to. So that is interesting. One other provision it does is it says that carpet back must have a stamp on it that identifies the ingredients. And that's supposed to kick in 2 years. So that's going to be interesting too, right?
It's going to be interesting too. Of course, that would help.
All right. One last question, Franco, before we run out of time. We said earlier that you're a supplier of nylon fiber to the industry. And, you know, the biggest supplier of nylon fiber exited the industry a few years ago. Has that been good for business?
Certainly the business has changed dramatically. Now most of the business is in the hands of the integrated carpet company, but they have their own fiber extrusion facilities. The business has shifted dramatically toward polyester. Before it was a nylon business mostly. Now it's a polyester business for the vast majority. Is it for the better or for the worse? That's not for me to tell. Certainly, if you go back to the topic of the day, which is carpet recycling, there is more value in recycling nylon than in recycling polyester, because nylon and polypropylene go back into a resin and can be used as a resin again once they are separated and made pure. Polyester, unfortunately, in spite of several promises and several projects, have not yet found a way to be used as a resin, as an ingredient, as light virgin ingredient. So it's still finding utilization in sub-markets, in marginal, low added value products. So evidently, in the value of the supply chain, there is very much less value when you collect a PET carpet versus if you collect a nylon carpet, 6 or 6.6. So, you know, that's the direction that the industry has decided to take. Looking at, for our little and modest standpoint of recycling what is made, it's certainly easier to recycle nylon than to recycle polyester.
Okay, Franco, thanks for spending time with us and giving us your read on this new AB 863 and also catching us up on your business. You've been talking to Franco Rossi, the president of Aquafil USA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.